Her survey argues that unless officials come up with emergency plans that the public is willing to follow, those plans are useless. So we talked to some people here in Washington and asked them what they would do in case of a smallpox outbreak or a radiation bombing.
My name is Mike Weiss. I'm an architect in D.C., right upstairs, about 3 blocks from the White House. I'd probably go home. I'd probably feel safer there and make a better decision when I got home.
My name is Robin Bell. I live in Northwest Washington, and I'm a registered nurse. I'm not a big proponent of the smallpox vaccination. From what I've read and from what I know of some of the side effects, so I personally would not choose to get vaccinated.
My name is Emily Rodenbaum. I'm an intern with Co-op America. I would do it. I'd go get vaccinated. I think it would help to save my life, especially if I was exposed to smallpox.
I am Willie Lopez. I'm a shoemaker, actually. We are very close to the Pentagon, so actually terrorism is a concern to us, you know. My first instinct, just like the first time around back in September 11, was to go and collect my children. So I think I would very much disregard whatever the official said to me.
Steve Patterson here in Arlington, Virginia. I would try my best to leave the D.C. area as quickly as possible. I don't have much faith in our government right now, in our president in particular.
My name is Clarence McCoy, and I live in Maryland. Probably wouldn't be that much I could do. And if I wasn't prepared or what have you, then my life is in God's hand.
Some people on the street around Washington, D.C. According to a new study, they are some of the people whose concerns have to be taken into account by emergency response officials.